Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
May have to change some of the lyrics for the time being.
You know. Oh, we could just start playing Snoop Dogg.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
It's our Snoop. It's our Snoop.
Thought you were going to freestyle today.
He was Lamar
today,
Jackson's quarterback. Okay.
I didn't think of it.
I mean, he's
now.
The backup to the backup right now. So, like,
for now.
For now. Is he officially a Dolphin yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, right. No. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
Got a passive physical.
Right. So we
or
need
something?
To calm down.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Monday Night Football last night, if you guys missed it, Falcons drove down the field with a minute left and beat the Eagles 22-21. Kirk Cousins to Drake London after a critical drop by Saquon Barkley that would have clinched the game for Philadelphia.
You know what I hate? The thing about football is that, unlike any other profession, your mistakes, even if it's the only mistake you've made all day, is like, could be at the worst possible time, right? Like, he catches that ball 95 out of 100 times. The one of those five times is when the team needs it the most, and it just sucks. You got to eat it, and he did, you know, hey, I catch the ball, the game's over.
Yep.
So.
Sure was. Meanwhile, we have the Panthers in the building today. I believe we're going to talk to Doug Plagans later on this hour.
Doug Plagans,
voice of the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. We will be out at Panthers Media Day tomorrow, but the Cup making a tour.
Whoa.
And it looks like the next stop was?
I don't know, but tomorrow after the show, you going?
Going where?
To the Panthers, yeah.
What?
What?
To
Media Day.
Media Day.
Yeah, I'm going to,
Okay, but why should I be so shocked that you're going?
Because you said tomorrow after the show.
You did say after.
Tomorrow after the show, we're going to go to Shuck and Dive.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's right around the corner.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. But like,
oh, my bad.
And then as I stopped, say, you going?
Yeah,
Frog Boy, you're going too,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You can go kiss a shrimp.
I appreciate that. He really hates seafood.
Yeah, he does. Did you see the way he
but
put...
But he can see.
Like when we went and we had the lobster mac and cheese and he kind of...
Ugh.
He was disgusting.
That was so good. I don't know how you were disgusted by that.
Disgusted.
They have regular food too, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. That's fine. But the Cup making it to the Heat facility yesterday.
Oh!
I think it was yesterday. Whatever, they posted it yesterday.
It was like 2 days.
But yeah, because I think they were golfing yesterday. But anyway, it made it over to the Heat facility. And Alexander Barkov, huge Heat fan,
Oh.
One time knocked in the head by Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yes.
He and Anton Lundell visited, and you see here you got the crew there with Eric Spoelstra. They got to bring the Stanley Cup to the practice facility. And, you know, you wonder with a guy like Spo, you got some championships, but it's still got to be cool to see something like that. Big sports fans see the Stanley Cup up close and personal.
Yes. Because, again, we were talking about this before. There's only a handful of events where that's the only trophy. So you win the Lombardi, you get a new Lombardi every year, right? You win, what is it called in basketball?
Larry O'Brien.
The Larry O'Brien. They just print out a new one.
The but things like this, football championship.
College World Championship is a new one. But there's golf tournaments where the guy is engraving your name at the event, and you get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing, like, the guy started engraving the names right after the Stanley Cup was won. I think it's one of the unique things
right
about...
Right after they got it out of the ocean.
It's one of the unique things about the sport and about so many events that makes it really cool. The fact that this is the only one. There is only one Stanley Cup.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Jaime got to see it. Jaime got a little looky-loo.
Oh, nice.
At the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Hmm?
So much love in his eyes.
How many people are actually taller than the Stanley Cup standing there?
Well, you know.
Right? That's what's crazy.
Yeah, you can see what's in it. Still a little bit of pasta, you think, from Luongo?
From Luongo? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little bit of pasta still. A little cereal. I think I heard someone was going to eat cereal out of it.
I think, was it Bennett?
Look,
I think
like, Bennett look at Spo standing next to it versus Jaime.
Yeah.
Jaime's a tall guy.
How tall is Spo?
No, I know.
Spo's like 6'1".
Yeah. Got him at 6'2", but
I give him a 6'2". I think he's 6'2" on a good day.
That's nice.
Get the right pairs of shoes on. He's not a phony 6'1". He's not like Shabazz
Napier.
Know,
when they measure us in football,
okay.
No lie, when they measure us in football, we have to take off all shoes, all socks, heel on the ground, back up against, yeah.
I remember they said that Shabazz Napier was 6'1", Marcos, and yeah. I think you were getting ready to interview him with Eric. At Media Day. It was a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's not 6'1". This guy's not 6'1".
I see a
dude.
Panther behind me, by the way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, you say you Let's, want to come in?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll take a break and then we'll talk some Panthers coming on up.
Yeah.
Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, and business has just picked up in the studio. The Panthers are in the house today. Stanley C. Panther. I don't think he's allowed to talk, Leroy. That's mascot rules.
Yeah.
But he is here. If you guys are watching on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. He is now a champion mascot, and
tall,
we have
dude, tall.
Also the radio voice of your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans, joining us here on the program. Doug, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate you. Mic him up there, Frog Boy. Make it look professional over here, huh?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what do we...
Oh, there we go.
There we go. It is weird that they hide that button there.
It's way over there. And if you have a question for Stanley, I'll do the best that I can to answer.
I appreciate
As
that,
you said,
buddy.
He's a man of few words.
How does this feel? How has this summer been? This is incredible. You guys are already getting back to work, but has it all been a blur? You guys win the Stanley Cup, and all the celebrations have been cool to watch on social media, but what has it been like?
If I had to run it back, I would say, when it first happened, that first week or so,
right.
It took a few days to set in because it was such a run and the team's playing every other day and you kind of get into that rhythm of the playoffs and the ups and downs and the twists and turns of the whole thing. But yeah, it hits you and you realize what has happened and you're just excited that, for me, I was just excited to be able to enjoy that with the people that I work with, people like Bill Lindsay, who I do the broadcast with, to enjoy it with all the fans, so many of them who've been around since day one following this team, who hope that they would one day get to see what we all saw back on June 24th. That was beyond special and beyond a thrill. And then, of course, you had the parade a few days later, and that was a special experience.
That was crazy.
And then you just go throughout the summer, and yeah, you're just kind of recalling all those different moments, and you're able to go back in your mind and just think about the way that that it all played out, and just how special that team was. You know, that's going to go down as one of the most special sports teams in the history of this region. So it's it was a team that you know, picked up right where they left off the previous year. Easier said than done, but took it right into last season and capped it off with a Stanley Cup.
I think one of the cool things about it is that very rarely in sports do you see it build and come to that. So you saw the first year, the second year, and then the third year where it all came together. Most owners, most fans aren't patient enough. They want it to happen right now. But as you watching this and watching it build, you have to be thinking, Lindsay, we're close. We are so close with how this is shaping up. And then it just all kind of came together. But it was awesome. It couldn't have lasted. That hockey season couldn't have lasted a day longer. Game seven. It couldn't have gone. That was the last day of hockey.
Yeah, were you nervous that day? Like, just knowing, like, all of – we know how good the team was of, like, resetting and always kind of getting to the next thing. But you got the country – you got – literally, it felt like the hockey world was like, oh, Canada, this is going to be an incredible comeback. And, you know, history's on the line. And the Panthers just still with all that pressure. Like, were you nervous that day, even calling it, like, what their energy was going to be like?
I wasn't at all. And a couple of things on this. I think, for one – you saw the experience that this team had built over the years and just the DNA of this team. And you mentioned the build, but over the years, the group of guys that Bill Zito put together and with Paul Maurice behind the bench, this was a team that was battle-tested, they were experienced, and part of the DNA of this Panthers team is they're comfortable when a lot of other teams would probably be uncomfortable.
Right.
And you saw that going into Game 7. That was as comfortable and confident and composed a group as you could have. And I could tell that at the morning skate that day before Game 7. And Leroy and I were talking about this before we went on the air, but the twists and turns of that series. And I did a radio hit in Edmonton just a few days ago, and it was a kind of a tough subject for the listeners there we were talking about. But looking back at how that series went prior to the Stanley Cup final, a lot of the experts out there and a lot of the talking heads and a lot of the people that just cover the National Hockey League day to day were kind of preparing for a long series. And everybody's predictions seemed to be that was going to be a cup final that was going to potentially go six or seven games. I don't know that anybody would have predicted the path that it took to get to a game seven. But as we were talking about, Leroy, just a little bit ago, the fact that the Panthers won it, it's the prime example of you win it and nobody asks how you did it. Once you win it, you won it. Nobody asks how. There's going to be a banner raised to the rafters on October 8th.
Doesn't say gave up a 3-0 lead.
It says Stanley Cup champions on it. And that's what matters. And you mentioned, too, it's so tough to win. It's actually an understatement to say that for any of these leagues. It is so difficult to win because you build a team that has now a championship pedigree, and this version of the Panthers going into 24-25, even though there have been some changes in different parts of the lineup, as good a chance to win the cup going into this year as they had going into last year. This is one of the best teams in the league, a cup contender once again. But there are 31 other teams out there that are also trying to win this thing, and 31 other teams that would love to have the short offseason that the Panthers just had. So, you know, when you get the job done, you got to make sure that you enjoy it. But like I said, this is a team that's right in the midst of its championship window that's going to have a chance to do it again.
I can't believe it's one of these things, too. Like, everybody had to watch the Cup celebration and seeing the guys bring it into the Atlantic Ocean and seeing guys party on the beach. Like, you know, it's so interesting seeing the growth of hockey down here. But how anybody wouldn't want to play here after seeing how the Panthers celebrated that would be beyond me, because it was just so incredible seeing just how that cup was just brought all over town and how everybody kind of got to be a part of it down here.
You've kind of seen that grow over the course of the last few seasons, and with some of the pickups that Bill Zito has made and things like that. Now with the Panthers achieving the success, and I think you're going to get this anytime you have a team that builds a, you know, kind of a track record of success, you're going to have guys that say, hey,
I'll take less to go play with
that
team.
I want to go there. I want to be a part of that. You know, whether it be, it's a good reputation to have. You look at, for example, and I mentioned there are going to be some changes to the lineup, but some guys who came in last year and did a great job for this team that parlayed it into multi-year contracts elsewhere. Oliver Ekman-Larsson kind of came in. He wasn't healthy his last stretch in Vancouver. He got bought out, came to the Panthers on a one-year deal, did a heck of a job. And then Toronto comes in, signs him for a multi-year contract. A guy like Kevin Stenlin came in, played great minutes on the fourth line, signed a one-year deal with the Panthers last year. Part of a Stanley Cup champion, Utah gives him a multi-year contract and doubles his salary.
Don't mention Lamborghini. JFig's going to be really issue. That's her favorite.
There's another guy that was able to, you know, build himself into something here, and he's going to be a special player to Panthers fans forever. But in a salary cap league, those are some of the tough decisions that you have to make. You can't keep everybody. You can't pay everybody. In mentioning those guys, not overpaying for certain players is why the Panthers were able to get the 8-year extension for Sam Reinhart, why they're able to get the 8-year extension to Gus Forsling, you know, why they're able to make some of these other moves and why they're able to lock in so much of that roster. The team's 8 leading scorers from last year are back. Sergei Bobrovsky is still the number one goaltender. The core of the defense is back. Paul Maurice is still the head coach. This is a team that, even though there were some tweaks along the way, you're going to have that. But this is a team that's still equipped to win a championship. And we mentioned some of the guys that moved on. The guys they brought in are going to be able to fill the holes nicely.
Is there somebody? Where is Paul Maurice? He said, yeah, well, I won it. I'm going to go chill for a minute. I haven't heard from him.
Not a social media.
Him. Not like, just, he's just enjoying life.
He'll be back and ready to roll in full force here. You guys know Media Day's tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll be there.
You'll get to rub elbows with everybody there.
Have you gotten your interaction with the Cup this summer?
I have had a handful of experiences with the Stanley Cup.
You still get the goosies every time around.
It's a special trophy to say the least. And to see the Panthers names engraved on it makes it hit even harder when you see it, and just feels that much more real. Like I said, sometimes you have to pinch yourself, remind yourself that it actually all happened.
Candace has got to be hating life when, what, 3 of the last 4 Stanley Cups have been in Florida?
Canada?
Yeah, all of Canada.
Well, listen,
everywhere up north, Boston, New York, everybody who claims to be hockey town.
I'm still salty about McDavid getting the Conn Smythe. Bob should have gotten it.
Yeah.
I still think Bob should have gotten it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You could have made a case for Barkov, too.
Yes.
I get it. But you know what happened? I
just thought.
Because they were up 3-0, and then they came back and tied it up at 3-3. So it automatically goes from a Bob winning it to one of the scores.
It was just crazy to me that a guy who, yes, drug his team to the brink of history. But he didn't do it, I'm still a little. I was still salty about it.
I think the fact that he broke a Gretzky record along the way is probably what secured that. If he didn't break a Gretzky record, the assist record for a single play, if he didn't break a Gretzky record along the way, because a lot of Gretzky records have stood for a long time, obviously, if that didn't happen, then it probably does go to Bobrovsky, Barkov, somebody else. But I think that was where McDavid clinched it. I think in the eyes of a lot of people out there, he clinched it before Game 7. I think he had it in the bag before Game 7.
That's really the only sport where it's not uncommon to give that award to the losing team.
And that's the thing. It's not likely in the sense that it doesn't happen every year, but it has happened. Like we can point to a number of instances in history where it has happened.
As a guy, you know, who calls every goalie around the league, how fun is calling Sergei Bobrovsky? Because he literally is like a gymnast out there. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he just does all these crazy drills where he's all over the place. The bobbery. Just how fun is it calling him in these clutch moments? Because he sometimes is literally, they say standing on his head. Sometimes he's literally on his head to make a save.
He's the best. And you guys know, you've had a chance to talk to him, but he's such a thoughtful and just a great guy to have a conversation with. But when you see him play, and very, very, you know, all goalies, they're all different in how they kind of play their position. But some of the same things I used to say about Roberto Luongo, in that you can watch the game on TV, you can, you know, you can go and watch a game out at the arena and you get an appreciation. You know, you can see, okay, this is an all-star level goalie. This is an all-world type of talent. But it's when you have the chance to go see him at practice on a non-game day, you know, between games, the way that he keeps himself prepared, the way that he's detail-oriented in everything that he does, the dedication to the craft. It's why he's, you know, still elite at this point and is still an all-world goaltender, one of the best in the business at this point. It's special to see every single day. And like I said, you get such an appreciation for his dedication to the craft, the way he goes about his business, but also such a thoughtful, just interesting, fun guy to have a conversation with as well, whether it be, you know, about goaltending or what have you.
Have you gotten a sneak peek at the rings? What's the looky-loo on those? Have you gotten any insight on that?
I have no behind-the-scenes info.
They usually don't show them. They don't show them to you.
Doug.
They don't even show pictures.
I'm not going to be the first one to see it.
They don't even show you pictures till you get it.
When do they get it? I want to see.
I don't know that either.
Really?
I don't know that. I have no inside info.
How much are you going to rock that thing, though? Like, are you putting that in a safe deposit box somewhere? Are you going to wear that all the time?
It'll be, especially in the beginning. We're going to make sure everybody sees that thing.
Attaboy. That's what you got to. Yeah, you got to flash that puppy.
We got to make sure we make sure everybody sees that.
I was like Kevin Garnett, mama ain't got no rings.
Yeah.
Close.
Are you just as, like, you know, being the voice of this team and, you know, calling the entire run, but like, how excited are you just to see, I guess, the ramifications of that in the fan base? Because it was like, remember, like a week afterwards, like Matthew Tkachuk goes to like a chicken place and it's like literally down,
right?
Like the it's shutting down like the Broward County. Right. So I'm just, how excited are you just to see what the follow through is this with the people being crazy about hockey down here?
I can't wait, and I can tell you right now just what we've already seen even before the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. The buzz that we saw build the year before, right, when the Panthers went to the Cup Final and obviously fell just short against Vegas. But
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Even the buzz that was picked up off of that run, you could tell it was noticeable throughout the entire market. So I can't wait to see what it's going to look like now as we get going on this season. And we can already sense it, you know, from a business end and things like that. All the, you know, ticket sales numbers, everything like that is trending off the charts. Stanley has probably been in more demand than he's ever been. He's a celebrity right now. And
ton of birthday parties, Stanley. Yep, he's
Stanley's been a man about town, and everybody recognizes him as if they didn't before. But it's been exciting, to say the least. Everywhere you go, you have a Panthers logo. People are saying, go Cats. You see more Panthers gear, the Panthers car flags, the stickers, mm-hmm. all that stuff, more than ever. And, I can just use this platform right here to say thanks to everybody out there who supported this team in any capacity, whether you listened to a game, went to a game, watched a game, bought the gear, came out, cheered the team on, went to a watch party, whatever it is that you did, it truly means the world to us, and we can't wait to see everybody back on board come October 8th, when, like I said, October 8th, there's going to be a nice new piece of decor hanging in the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena.
It is literally the only professional sport that TV doesn't do it justice. You have to see it live. If you haven't seen a hockey game live, to actually see how fast they're really skating and how quick everything's moving, you're missing out.
Yep, you got to come and see it in person. If you're just learning the sport, if you've never been introduced to the sport, you can follow it from afar, but it's the sport you got to come out. You got to come out and see it firsthand first. And I would even say, I've had somebody mention this to me years ago, and it was a great approach to it. But if you haven't watched hockey before, come out to a game, watch it in person, and then kind of watch what goes on away from the puck. If you're just focused on the puck the whole time and you're watching hockey for the first time, it might be tough to follow. But if you kind of take a step back, pull your lens back a little bit, zoom out a little bit, and just watch the way that everybody's playing their positions, it'll make more sense to you.
Doug Plagans, we appreciate you stopping by. Stanley, you too, buddy. Hey, you keeping Victory Rat in line? He's behaving?
All right. Victor's on vacation, right?
Victor's probably having a wild summer knowing him. You know, who knows what kind of shenanigans he's getting into. We appreciate the time, Doug. We'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend, is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
It's easy.
Yeah! It's real. Oh! It's some cojones, boys.
What?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
If the purpose of music is to understand what they're saying, this song has failed miserably.
What is it called?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I think that's it. What's the name of it?
Flex.
Flex. Yes. Okay.
From the recently deceased Richomi Kwan. Rest in peace.
Oh, for who?
Richomi Kwan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that one? With young, who's the song he did? We couldn't understand. Lifestyle.
Mm. Oh, yes. Correct. Richomi Kwan and Young Thug.
Yeah. Now I'm doing a bit of the beginning of the lifestyle.
There you go. No, I think that was it, actually. You nailed
dude,
it.
If I play that song coming back.
I got you.
Yeah, watch. Not a word. Not a word. So, yeah, that was cool. I always like talking to Doug because, you know, like, I like the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? I think people look at how they play on the ice and the different things that have to do with winning. And I would say that the stuff that keeps you sane has a lot to do with you winning a championship also. The fact that the ups and downs of the season never got to them, right? They go on a 10-game winning streak and they weren't, you know, all excited and whatever, because they knew it was a long road. When they lost five or six in a row, same thing. I think that plays a major role in having long-term success versus success on one day.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, too, because, you know, the last year was all about redemption. Now they got that taste of it. I know Kachuk has said, like, it's made him more greedy. So it's going to be interesting to see how they approach this year because, yeah, everyone's going to be gunning for them for sure. That's definitely going to be part of it. But, man, that building.
Ivy said the same thing. I said, Falcons won. Wow. Just a random text. I know.
It was crazy.
But yeah,
Even think when he made that drop, I'm like, nah, they're not gonna lose.
Well, because you said because why? Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, forgot. But fangs.
Oof. Right. But yeah, I like. I definitely. It's always fun to talk to like me and Joe have conversations about the other stuff, not about what's going on in the game, but about like adjustments and stuff like that. So that amazes me.
We talk adjustments, you and me.
No, we don't. I can't. No.
Hey, well, football heads.
You know what your adjustment is?
What?
Get the bum out! He keeps killing us! Get him out!
Well, I didn't even get to my, you know, you were already poo-pooing on my stuff yesterday on the group text.
Here's why. Because your response to me can't be Frog Boy did it too.
What?
Aha!
That's not an answer.
The old scape frog, huh? Sick of it.
Y'all knew what I wanted to ask Stanley C. Panther.
Yeah, where was he?
He was right here, but I couldn't ask him. Mm. I didn't want to get him in trouble.
Who was that rat?
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, huh. Mm. I asked him out there.
Hear me out on this, though.
No.
Hear me out on this.
No. Right? Mm.
So the Panthers, Carolina Panthers, not the good Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Stinky Panthers.
Uh-huh.
Rats off a ship on Bryce Young, right?
Yeah.
Rats off a ship.
Well, here's the problem. And here is the problem with team sports and drafts. You bring a player in, and you're assuming he can do certain things for you. But if he doesn't have the necessary pieces around him, and it doesn't work, you're just as responsible for his failure as he is.
Yes.
Because everybody has to learn. Everybody can't play in every system. For some reason, fans, as great as they are sometimes dumb as hell. Every quarterback can't play in every situation. There are different styles of quarterback. Some quarterbacks work on timing. Some quarterbacks like to pat the ball. They can be elusive just enough to make enough plays. Some quarterbacks work strictly off instincts that they're going to look, they don't see it, they're going to take off. Like, there's 1,000 different ways that guys play quarterback. So when they brought him in, first of all, he went to the worst team in football.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Really bad.
And they were really bad because they made really bad decisions.
They're still the worst team in football.
Still the worst team in football. The reason why people thought Caleb Williams would be so much better is because he didn't go to the worst team. Why are you giving me the stupid look?
Because Stunt Steve is is yelling at me already, and I haven't even given my take yet.
Yeah, but you had to smirk.
You had to smirk. Go.
We know you're smart.
No, and the answer is no.
Why? You don't even know.
No.
If the Panthers are
no.
If the Panthers are really
no.
Why?
No.
If they're really
they can't afford them.
Okay, hold on.
They can't afford
them. Hear me out. Now, everybody knows they can't afford them. I'm not suggesting
true. The Panthers aren't going to cut him.
You sure?
You think they're going to cut? What is this, third year?
Damage is done.
The third year?
The damage is done.
The number one pick in the third year.
Rats off a ship in
nothing
two games.
Nothing says I'm terrible at my job than cutting a number one pick in 3 years.
The Cardinals did it. Wasn't
that
the
wasn't
one
there.
Pick.
It wasn't the number one pick.
Wasn't the number so, one. Still whiffed.
Wait.
Still whiffed.
Not only are they bad, you could have chose C.J. Stroud.
I know.
No.
It's tough.
No, you got
it's
no.
It's not the same coach, though.
I don't care. Same organization.
Yeah.
No.
They're going to let him go.
No.
They're going to let him go.
No. They're not going to cut.
Okay, let's just say they do.
They're not going to cut.
But hear me out.
They're not going to cut.
But let's say they do.
No.
If they do.
No.
With this,
no.
Why?
No, because
why?
I don't want to guard Gnome as a quarterback.
You already kind of are.
No, you
do.
Don't. Kinda kind of. Is not guard kind Gnome. Of. Kinda is not guard
Who
Gnome.
Who would be better to learn under the confidence-filled
okay. if I may,
wing of Tua Tagovailoa,
if I may,
than Bryce Young,
if I may,
Alabama connection.
Let me explain. Let me explain to you the trait of what a quarterback has to be here. He has to be able to make quick reads and get rid of the ball in a timely fashion.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Mobile.
That's.
I've seen Bryce Young run.
He doesn't need to be no mobile. Stop.
Yes.
That's why we're
stop
in this.
Saying that. Stop hurt. Saying that.
That's why we're where we are now. Because you want a damn mobile quarterback. It figures a guy who is not very mobile wants somebody mobile.
It's a cheap shot.
Hurts.
It is.
Hurts every time.
So anyway, so let me explain. Those are the qualities that are required to play quarterback in Mike McDaniel's system. If you bring in a quarterback that struggles at reading and anticipating, it's not going to work. And guess what he struggles with?
Everything.
Yes.
But he's tiny.
No.
You know, and he hasn't been built up. So nobody
– Wait.
Mike McDaniel.
Let me tell you something. The skill set that Tua had, he had before Mike McDaniel got here. Okay? Now – that's not what his skill set is.
Kind of is.
No, it's not.
He just doesn't have the weapons.
It's not.
He doesn't have the weapons.
Dude, he has never thrown a pass in timing since I've seen him.
Well, I mean, what timing does he have? He's running for his life. You put him with the confidence cowboy, Mike McDaniel, right? Build him up a little bit.
Mike McDaniel built the offense around Tua. No, that whole offense is predicated on this. The things I'm talking about. No.
What's wrong with the
insurance? I want you to say is nothing.
Why?
Because where we're going down a path that makes no damn sense.
It doesn't make no sense.
A quarterback who is not accurate and doesn't throw well with timing cannot come and play here.
I thought he had some nice throws when the Dolphins played him last year.
4-5 speed, by the way.
Thielen had a 1,000-yard season.
All he cares about the
games. Little legs were. He's like Kyler Murray. Who's good now?
And who better to teach him to see over an offensive line than Tua?
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
What's he going to learn from Andy Dalton? Nothing. I'm just saying. I just want everybody to be clear. I'm not saying trade for him. I'm not saying take on that contract. But I know, because we all know, the Panthers are going to cut bait. And when they do, they're going to cut bait. No one's picking him up.
He's being argued as
the worst number one pick of all time.
Huh?
He's being talked about as the worst number one pick of all time.
Oh, no. There's been a few.
What about
the offensive lineman from Michigan State? I can't think.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Number one pick. All right, hold on.
Number one pick.
Jamarcus Russell's got to be.
Nope, worse than that.
What?
At least he ended up playing.
Michigan State offensive lineman.
Everybody else Googling the list right now?
Bubba Smith.
No. Damn. No.
That was good.
The five worst number one overall picks in NFL
He's on top of
draft
the list.
History.
He's on top of the list, I promise you.
Jamarcus Russell's number one.
Who's number two?
Number two. Jeez. Kai Jana Carter.
Oh, yeah. Everyone remembers
Kajana Carter.
Kajana Carter.
Kajana. You don't know who Kajana Carter is. He lives down here.
He does?
No, yes. He's OJ McDuffie. They played together at Penn State.
Who is that?
He's the worst number one pick of all time.
Oof. He wasn't number one pick. He was number
Courtney
two.
Courtney Brown. Cleveland Browns 2000.
Ooh, I remember him.
That's number three. Jeez, Browns.
Talk about
him. Tim Couch.
Oh, Cleveland Browns.
Jeez. Nice. Not good.
David Carr.
David Carr.
David Carr, who's also...
Wait, David Carr, you know what's crazy?
52.
David Carr, here's what's crazy about that.
Wow.
David Carr finished his career with a 70% completion percentage.
What? David Carr was defending Bryce Young the other day.
Yeah, you would.
I mean,
what do you mean you would?
Yeah.
Just, dude, I'm saying... Okay, so I'm not saying trade for him, but inevitably, once they do cut him, you don't think this is a good landing spot?
Huh?
You don't think this is a good landing spot? If he could make it, let me ask you this. If you were Bryce Young's agent, would this not be the destination you would bring him to? You know, to come to the mother hen that is Mike McDaniel?
Oh, you're the worst.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, he's very caring. Here.
He cares about his players.
There's a requirement.
You see this?
There's a requirement. Tony Mandarich.
Tony, who?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You know who it is now.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Wow.
At least according to GiveMeSport.com.
Really? Oh, my goodness. He was.
Gross.
Woo.
But he's going to be in the conversation.
Is he a fighter as well?
No. Wow. I think he tried a little bit of everything. Wow, they had 2 first-round picks that year. Tony Mandrich and Andre Rison.
Ooh, now I got something. Fanbuzz.com. That's the 10 worst number one picks of all
time.
He's
on there. He's on somebody's list.
Number 10, Jeff George.
That's a perfect example of a quarterback going to a bad situation, but he wasn't a bad quarterback.
This list has Tim Couch at number 9.
Ooh.
Courtney Brown at 8. David Carr at 7.
Really?
Andre Bruce.
Because these are all first picks.
Yes. Jared Goff, number 5 on this list.
What?
He's got to be bound. He got made a Super Bowl. That's right.
Yeah, when is that list?
Well, let's see. When did this list get dated? This is 2023.
Wow, even with Jared Goff with Detroit, how is he a bust?
That's
weird.
He made a Super Bowl.
Right.
Sims.
Yeah, I see that one here.
Kajana Carter, they have as number 2. Mm. Jamarcus Russell, number 1. Everybody says Jamarcus Russell is number 1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could Bryce Young top him?
No. No. Not Jamarcus. Jamarcus Russell never played football, damn near.
Not because of the lean?
Hmm?
What? So you're completely dismissing my idea?
Yes, I am.
Why? Is it because of my idea?
No. It's not that. It's that.
By love.
The project.
Oh, he's a project. I agree.
Because he's not. Here. There's a couple of things that I have learned from watching football and being around football. An inaccurate quarterback never really becomes accurate.
Mm-hmm. I thought he had some nice throws when the Dolphins played him.
He's been playing football for 2 years. 3 years. You're sitting here talking about a couple of throws.
3 years ago, he won the Heisman.
Yeah. Okay.
Last year, not great. This year, you only got 2 games. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Oh,
that defends rookies.
Wait. You know what's amazing?
Yeah.
He doesn't even do this with guys on his own team.
What are you talking about, dude?
How patient have you been with Liam Eichenberg?
Patient enough?
No, yeah.
Oh, it's been quite some time.
So,
big enough sample size.
So you have more patience for a guy who you haven't seen play one bit of good football.
I thought he had some nice throws when the Dolphins played him last year.
Keep saying that, dude. What was the final score?
Oh, they killed him. It's 42-21.
Right.
I think that was his like hot stretch because he was at 247, 217, 235. I think that was the most he's thrown. Oh, no, he had a 300 game against the Packers.
How bad did they lose that game, though?
It was close. It was
33-30.
I don't remember that game, though.
All right.
I'm admitting I haven't watched a lot of Bryce Young. I watched him in college. I haven't watched him on the Panthers other than the Dolphins game where I thought he had some nice throws.
Okay, you can't just keep...
Dude, like, it's easy to have throws when they're playing Fangio defense.
What is this?
Everybody's sitting back because you're up by 3 touchdowns.
No way.
Oh, dude. Dolphins were down 14-0 to start that game.
Thielen had 115 yards.
Is that true? Dolphins were down that game 14-0?
I think that's true. Yeah, they were down 14-0 in the first half. I think because I remember you doing you were like, oof. Like, what is this plan that he came out with? I also remember I was watching this game at a flag football game with my sons. I had to watch it on my phone.
Wow.
Panthers dropped to 0-6, though. This guy has won. How many games has he won in his career?
3.
One.
One. No, he won more than that.
No, he won 2 last year.
Yeah. Was last year his rookie year?
Yes.
Yes, it was. He won 2
so
last year.
So, they're ready to cut bait after 19 games?
You see what I'm saying? You're kind of onto it now, right?
No. I'm just saying. Now even more so.
By the way, the 2 games he won, oh my God, this is bad. 2 games that he won, 9-7 was one of the scores. 15-13 was the other score.
Oh, he won the head-to-head against Stroud.
Yeah, he did.
That's like Tua. Remember when Tua beat Justin Herbert the first year, but it was like 9-7?
Yeah. Win's a win, baby.
And then he cut his hair.
Changed his life. By the way, only 253 rushing yards last year. I don't know if I like him.
Wait, what do you think a quarterback should have?
How many yards did he rush for his life?
Okay, all of them, according to this.
I mean, all those 253-plus yards just means he survived 253 yards, yes. Right? Because he'd been running for his life for 2 years.
Tate South says, I thought he had some nice throws. It's the new my heart's in the right place. Nobody else thought he had some nice throws in that game last year? So. Week six.
Point for Twitcher.
No, dude, like, let it go.
I'm not trading for him. Just saying, if he gets released.
He's not getting released in the second year.
He's getting released, dude.
In his second year?
He's getting released.
No chance.
I think he is.
After the season, not before.
Do you think anybody would trade for him?
No.
Yeah, so he's getting released.
There, no.
You can't keep a number one pick on your roster.
You can't have that much money say bye-bye.
Why not? Broncos just did it with Russell Wilson.
Ah.
That was more money.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a rookie deal. Which is, it's not nothing because he's number one pick.
Yeah.
But.
His whole contract's guaranteed.
Yeah. It's not nothing. Once he gets released, if he got released, would you be into it?
No.
All right.
I'm telling you, his skill set doesn't fit what they do here.
He had some nice throws. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
My heart was in the right place.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.